I think that they are well-intentioned and are going to get swamped as useless pretty quickly.
Joe Patrice is a lawyer-turned-journalist for the website Above the Law, where he's been writing about the spread of specialized AI legal tools.
It's going to become so integrated into how everything operates that to be diligently complying with the rule, you would have to put on everything you put out, hey, this is AI-assisted, at which point it kind of becomes a useless endeavor.
Patrice says AI is undeniably useful for crunching vast amounts of evidence or digging up case law. But he's leery of the next stage of products that offer step-by-step scripts for reaching a specific legal goal. He says those steps may contain procedural blunders. These tools also make it harder to defend billable hours when computers are the ones doing the work. Patrice says that may ratchet up the pressure on lawyers to work faster and to accept the first thing the machine spits out.
And then it's a real question. Do you slow yourself down to have that natural thinking time? Future generations who grow up in a world where this is always a reality, do they know to stop and think the problem through? And that's a worry.
Carla Whale shares the concern about the potential erosion of future lawyers' analytical skills. But she says there's no turning back.
I think that lawyers who understand how to effectively and ethically use generative AI replace lawyers who don't. That's what I think the near future is.
In the meantime, AI itself has strayed into the crosshairs of the legal profession. OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, has just been sued. An insurance company says it was the target of frivolous claims by a woman who was getting bad legal advice from ChatGPT. The insurance company is now holding the AI company responsible, accusing it, in part, of practicing law without a license.